Rambam Perek Ches Alach Aleph. So we compare the Rambam with Rambam says B'tchila Moizim Kreis L'Cholecha Vecha. So you see the Rambam says Mezigah is a Mezigah over here. In Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chaf Tes Alach Vav, the Rambam talks about Kiddush over there. Zion Ketzer Oyes L'Kech Kreis Shemachzer Gavis, and then it says Malei Yayin. Why does the Rambam over here say Malei Yayin? Why Alach of Mezigah? So you take a look at the Rambam before Perek Zion Alach Tes. He says Arba Kreis Seilat Zarach Limzay Gaisan Kadesh Tiyash Siyar Reva. So that's Allah and Cheres, that has to be Shiyah Reva. So the Allah is that has to be Muchach, has to be Muchach that you're creating a Shiyah Reva. That's the Allah of Mezigah. Mezigah means it has to be Muchach that you're creating a Shiyah Reva. So that's why Mezigah really is a Scholas HaSeder. Mezigah is a requirement over here, and Mezigah is a Scholas HaSeder. Okay? Demonstrate Shiyah Reva. So Bezmanazah, you can't do it because there is no Mezigah. But we did mention it would be possible if you'd mix two types of wines together, that would be a demonstration of Mezigah. At any rate, according to the Rambam, the Scholas HaSeder is with a demonstration of creating a Shiyah Reva. That's at the beginning of the Seder. Rambam's Lashon, Rambam says, and what does he do? If the Rakach, Ram says, "Laima lof kiddush hayayim uzman v'sheisa." So the Ram doesn't say v'sheisim. The Ram just says v'sheisim, because it says b'tchila meizgin kais l'cholecha v'echad. He should have said, "Umavarach bar pri agafen lof kiddush hayayim uzman v'sheisim." Everybody drinks. So what's the implication from the Rambam? The implication of the Ram is that really this halacha, that the first case, the case shel kiddush, is only halacha it's only halacha in the Mekadesh. See, take a look at Perek Zayin. He says Perek Zayin halacha Zayin. Lefikach kishesayid adam balayla azeh tzorch lecha v'lishdeis v'meisav derecheres v'chol echad v'echad bein anoshim chayav lishdeis balayla azeh arba kaisa shel yayin ein peichsum le'mehem. Implication from the Rambam is that it's a halacha. Let's say, for instance, everybody will decide to drink their four cases of b'shas suda. It's good. See, it's good. Then the Rambam goes on. Arba cases elu tes. He tells you what the cases are. Then yud kol case for case may abar cases elu mevarchal of brach lefnei atzma. That's like this. The case rishinay marlof kiddush yain. Case sheni kar levas agada. Kais shlishin rach lav berchus amazin. Kais v'yigam lav sahal. Mevar lav rach lav berchus ashir. Alright? So the Allah is, according to the Rambam, that there is a seed, there is seed of dvaram ala kais. But the seed of dvaram ala kais is only for one person. It's only for one person. Everybody else is just Allah that they have to drink four cases. But there's no seed of dvaram with regard to their cases. So the question is, but how would they yetzer the halacha of seder dvarim? You can't have halacha with regard to one person and not regard to another, right? So the answer is because it's all one tzira from one kvias. It's all one kvias. You see, the halacha is that it's not just, let's say for instance you have it a seder, you have five people sitting together. So five people sitting together isn't just halacha that five people that got together to make the mitzvah seder. It's one entity, it's one unit. It's one unit. There's a tziruf there. What's the raya? The Rambam has later like this. Take a look on Halacha Beis. It says, Vachkach Eikrin Ashochem Lefnei Kari Agad Levada.
Which parak?
In the same parak. Parak Shmini, Halacha Beis. Vachkach Eikrin Ashochem Lefnei Kari Agad Levada. See? It says, then when you take away the Shochem, you only take away the Shochem from the one who is reading the Agada. What do you mean, Kari? Who's the Kari? What do you mean, Kari Agad Levada? So you see, according to the Rambam, it is one group, and there is one person of the group is designated as a Kari HaGadah. You know what I mean? So really, he has a special role, plays a special role in the group. But the truth of the matter is that the group that gets together is really Kavua. Is really Kavua as one entity. There's a Kari, there's a Shemaya, there's a, oh. So therefore, the halacha of the Siddur Dvarim Al HaKos, I'm here to the Siddur Dvarim Al HaKos, through the one who runs the Seder. You see, the Kari HaGadah. He, through him, I'm Yetzir. The halacha is only that one person has to have the seat of Dvar Malakais. You see? But then there's a separate halacha that everybody has to be shesa dalet cases of yayin. That's halacha peris. Yeah, that's why the Rambam puts that in halacha zayin. Truth of the matter is that why the Rambam peris zayin halacha zayin? Why the Rambam say over there v'cholecha v'cha ben nashim enashim chayavlish just b'layla zara b'kaisa shel yayin? Rambam shouldn't have put it in halacha zayin. Should have put that in a later separate halacha. Why does it put in the halacha of tzarech lecho v'lishtes who meisav derech cheres? Yeah, of course, halacha and cheres. It's true, it's halacha and cheres. You say that's why. Yeah, but the point is the way the Rambam puts it over there. It's halacha nachilish shia. It's halacha that you have to have shia siyayin, shia da avdala cases. That's what you require. But there's no halacha of shia. There's no halacha of shia dvarim with regard to the shia. There's only halacha of shia dvarim with regard to one person, one component of the kvias. You see? You see? And that's that, right? And that's. The matter is that the Mezigas HaKais really plays another role. What does the Mezigas HaKais do really? Mosgin Kos Bifnei Kol Lecha V'Echad. It's Koveya. It's Mitzarek. See, it's Koveya. It's not just a halacha of a demonstration. It's a halacha that's Koveya, the group. What's Koveya, the group? The group is Kavua Layayan. So Mezigas HaKais is the Koveya. So once you have the Koveya, the Mezigas HaKais, now one of them could begin the Seder, and he, as one component of the group, can begin the Seder Dvar Malakos with regard to Kiddush. But the Shia is just a separate halacha. Everybody present has to drink four kosek, drink whatever they want. You know what I mean? That's what it would seem from that. You see that actually, logically, for instance, how do we do it? So one person is Mekaddish, and everybody else drinks after the Kiddush. But really, when everybody else drinks after the Kiddush, it's not Keshel Kiddush. It's not because Keshel Kiddush means a case upon which Kiddush was recited. That's only one case. The case of the Mevarach himself. Everybody else doesn't have such a case. So therefore, no matter what you say, you cannot say that the other Haggadah, right? You can say Haggadah is different. You say Haggadah is, everybody says Haggadah, you can say. Even though Ram says Karagadah Levadah. But you can argue the point. You can say everybody gets involved in the discussion. All right, but with regard to Kiddush, it's impossible. With regard to Kiddush, a Birchas HaMazon, everybody says Birchas HaMazon. Hallel, everybody says Hallel. But Kiddush, you can't say it. So you see, right? If everybody says Kiddush, it's a different story. But you see, the Rambam says openly that everybody doesn't have to say Kiddush, right? From Hilchos Brachos Halacha Yud Beis. So you see, Pasi Yayin require is Halacha Vaseva by Pasi Yayin. So what does it mean? So it shows you that by Pasi Yayin there is a Kvias Biyachad. There's a Kvias Biyachad by Pasi Yayin. So that's why Mezigas HaKais really over here is the initiation of the Seder. Why? Because that's a Kvias. It's a Kvias. The Mezigas HaKais is a Kaveya. It's a Mitzareth. Mitzayah for the whole group. So you unify the group. Okay. Late to the halachic Seder. So therefore, just the fact that they got together wouldn't be a kvias for the Seder. For the Seder has to be something has halachically to do with the mitzvah Zalila. And the mitzvah Zalila is halachaseis. So therefore, the Zigas HaKais, So you see, the Ram again is speaking only with regard to the to what the Ram calls the Kari Agada, the one person from the group who is in charge of the Seder. So he has to be Mevarach Al Tils Dayim. The others don't have to be Mevarach Al Tils Dayim. If they were Mevarach before, it's good enough. Okay, so why does he have to be Mevarach Al Tils Dayim? What would be so terrible if he was Mevarach before? After all, the Tils Dayim is not Allah in the Seder. Right? So according to those sheets of Hashem that hold that you don't have to wash your hands for a wet yerek. So what? So they can't have a Seder? They can't have karpas? Doesn't make any sense. Karpas. Why? The Ram says the others don't have to wash their hands. Mashma, the others doesn't matter. But this person has to be referenced yerek. Vavalach yezayin. Net lodam yerek shachris and mas nalayim kol yayim. Vein et tzorach. It's in Hachos Brachos. So why can't I say the man, this person, the carrier got up in the morning, he washed his hands, is Masna Kol HaYom, and he was Mesir Das. So that's it. It's like this. The Rambam says, what the Rambam says in Yedzayim, Perek Vav Al Chizayin and Brachais, is it could be Masna, he's pressing in Masna Kol HaYom. It's true. The Einoi Tzarech Lit L'Asher V'Lachal Achil V'Achil. It doesn't have to be Nedli out of every Achila. So you see that under normal circumstances, the Kilos Daim is related to a unit of Achila. However, it's true a person can be Masna, and in that case, if he's not Masir Das, the Tnai will help and will make it a situation which is extraordinary. See? But in the normal situation, the Tilos Daim relates to a unit of Achila. Now, the Aloha by Karpas is that the Karpas must be an Achila Bifnei Atzmusa, separately designated Achila. Now, if the Kari Agada doesn't wash his hands, so then it appears, since it requires until it's a dime, it appears as if the Karpas is a part of another Achila. You see? To the observer. Because this is Halacha of Muchach. Halacha is the Karpas must appear as a separate Achila. Now, since you require Tilos HaDayim, and the Kari HaGadah is not going to be Nedel Yadav, so it appears, and the Tilos HaDayim ordinarily relates to a unit of Achila, it appears as if the Karpas is part of a greater unit, part of another Achila, in which there wasn't Tilos HaDayim previously. That's no good. The Karpas has to appear as a separately designated Achila. But that's only for the Kari HaGadah. For all in the Subin Imai, for the other ones, doesn't matter, they could have been Masna. That'll be fine. That's a separate halacha and demonstration which applies only to the Kari HaGadah. Okay, because you have two units here. Two components in the Seder. There's the Kari HaGadah, and then there's the Mesubanima. Two components in the. Sense that the Karpas can't be part of it. Let's say a person was Eichel Suda, and he happened to eat in the Suda. He happened to eat a piece of wet lettuce. You say he was Yetzir Karpas. The Karpas has to be a separately designated Maisa Achila of Karpas. Extend the idea a little bit, because really it says Mavin Shulchan Aruch Valav Mor VeYerek Achar Matzah VeChares is Gufa Shel Keves of Pesach VeUbasach Yigash Lo Yam Abasa. So really, what do you bring in front of the Karagad? You bring in front of him the Suda. Halacha is that the Suda cannot appear as an. There's a halacha that the Suda should not appear as an extension of a previous Achila. So that's why you require the Netilas Yedayim. You know what I mean? We'll extend it from before. We just said in terms of the Achilas Karpas. So you say that the Achilas Karpas. What is Achilas Karpas? Achilas. Why? Because the question is why is there, so? Why can Achilas Karpas appear as a part of another Achila, another unit of Achila? So the answer is because really Achilas Karpas is Haskalas Suda. Because you see what you bring in the Kara in front of the Kara Agada, you bring the whole Suda in front of him. So it's supposed to be Haskalas Suda. Now the Suda Slel Pesach really should be a Suda Bifnei Atzmusa, not appear as an extension of another Achila. So, and since ordinarily the Tilos HaDayim relates to a unit of Achila, so if you wouldn't be Nedel Yadav, it would not give the appearance of the being a separately designated Achila. And Suda Slel Pesach, the Suda has to appear as a separately designated Achila, a separate entity. The Suda Slel Pesach has to be a separate Suda Slel Pesach, not a part of a previous Achila. We asked the question, what is the halacha over here of Echad Zechel HaMikdash, Echad Zechel HaPesach, Echad Zechel HaChagigah? Is it a halacha that of Zechel HaMikdash, you have to make a Zechel HaMikdash at this time, separate halacha, or the halacha is no? You see that the foods on the Kara have a double role. One role they function is the Mitzvah Achila, another role they function under is Mitzvah Sipor. That's the Amar Rabban Gamliel, right? Pesach Matzah Mar. You have to have Pesach. There's Pesach b'teras achila, so Pesach shel achila, and then there's Pesach shel sipor. So since b'zman hazeh we don't have any more Pesach shel achila, so we have echad zechel l'Pesach, echad zechel l'chagiga. We have Pesach shel sipor, right? The only question is, if that's the case, so why do you have to have the chagiga there? Why do you have to have the chagiga? So if you take a look, it's interesting, but the Rashbam, where he brings down Echad Zechel HaPesach v'Echad Zechel HaChagigas HaBo'asar. HaBo'em HaPesach. See, so it could be that the Chagigah, the halacha is that Pesach is not Nechal Al HaSeiva, so first you eat Chagigas HaBo'asar first, you see, and then you eat Pesach, because it has to be Nechal Al HaSeiva. So therefore, you see, Chagiga plays a role. Korban Chagiga plays a role in Achilas HaPesach. So the halacha is that it must be al haShulchan in terms of demonstrating, not just, in other words, the foods that are on the Shulchan are not just on the Shulchan because of because they themselves are Sipur. You say Pesach Zeh, but you don't say Chagiga Zeh. But the Chagiga should be al haShulchan because it's part of Ma'is Achilas HaPesach, Habom HaPesach, like Rashbam says. That's the case, so then it's not a halacha over here just suddenly make a Zeichel HaMikdash. But it's a halacha in Sipur. It's a halacha in Sipur.
Right?
Sipur doesn't have to be always something that's uttered. Because you see by Haseva. Haseva also. It's a Maisa Sipur. The halacha is it must be on the Shulchan. See? Somebody will ask, what is it doing there? Whatever. Leave the Sipur. But that's halacha in Sipur. There's one suit over here. And since Karpas is supposed to be Haskolas Asuda, how does Haskolas Asuda take place? Through Achila. And what is Achila? Achila is Kezias. Less than Kezias is not Achila. That's why the Rambam insists, Kol Echad Ve'echad Ein Oechad Pachas Me'Kezias. Why? Because if there is no Achila, then it cannot be defined as Haskolas Asuda. Do you know what I mean?
So therefore,
everybody has to join the Kari Agada. Because if they don't join the Kari Agada, the Kari Agada cannot bring about a Haskola Suda on his own. If he is Kavua in one Suda with the Mesubin, and we said this is one entity of Suda, so he cannot possibly bring about a Haskola Suda on his own. Haskola Suda has to be with everybody. It's one Suda. Now, how does that, what's Allah, what is Haskola Suda? Haskola Suda is Achila. Achila, there must be an Achila. What's the definition of Achila? Achila is Kezias. So therefore, each person cannot eat less than a Kezias. If anybody eats less than a Kezias, then he's not part of the Suda. If we require demonstration, who does the demonstration? Kari Agada. Kari Agada does demonstration. Where you require Suda, then you have to have all the Mesubin have to join in. Because the Kari Agada cannot possibly himself bring about a Suda. It's impossible. See, but demonstration is reserved for the Kari Agada himself. Why? Because the Kari Agada is the one that is in charge of Sipur. Sipur relates to the Kari Agada.
Right?
Now you remove the Shulchan only from in front of the Kari Agada, not from anybody else. Why you have to remove it from in front of the Kari Agada? Because demonstration belongs to the Kari Agada. But why would it be so terrible if somebody else removed his Kara? He wants to say like this, that V'achakach Eikar Shulchan Lefnei Kari Agada Levadai means that the Kari Hagada is the one to whom the questions have to be directed. So that's why the Akiras HaShulchan has to be only from him. Only from him. So that the question should be directed to him. Yeah, and this really establishes him. It's similar to what you wanted to say. You know, in other words, that this establishes him as the Kari Hagada. Establishes him as the Kari Hagada. Actually, there's a change of role over here. First, he was the Yeshiv Resh. See, he was a Yeshiv Resh, but he wasn't really a Kari Agada. In other words, he was a Yeshiv Resh, and he was actually the one that was the Yeshiv Resh in the Suda, as far as the Suda is concerned. You know what I mean? He made Kiddush, he made Yadav, and he was the Balabayas. Right, he's the Balabayas. But not as far as Sipur's concerned. But in order to establish him, insofar as Sipur's concerned, he has to be Eikar Shulchan, so the question should be directed to him. That's very good. Actually, it doesn't appear from the Rambam that it must be the same person. Yeah, it doesn't appear from the Rambam it must be the same person. It could be the Kari Hagada or somebody else.
That's right.
Right.
There's a big Chavakar from there.
till now, we could have been dealing with the balabayas. So up till now, it's halacha in the balabayas, because halacha in the kviyas asuda, mezigas akais, saying kiddush, netilas adayim ascholas asuda. That really was one person. That was one person. That was who? That was the balabayas. He's the kaveya. So he's involved, in charge, and in charge of being kaveya asuda. See? But now we come to a new person, a new individual, the kerei ha'agada. See? And the kerei ha'agada, it's mashma the lashon like that, right? And then, so actually now, let's say there's a big Talmud Chacham, there was the balabayas of Namaretz, and there's a big Talmud Chacham that was invited, right? So the balabayas is the one that carries the suit up to this point. And then your oikar shulchan milfnei kerei ha'agada, so the question should be directed to the kerei ha'agada, establishes the kerei ha'agada, right? And then Sipur begins, but it doesn't have to be the same person. Two separate people. Ram doesn't say it's the same person. Very good. Now there wasn't real Sipur. The only thing was it was Kviyas HaSuda. These are all secondary parts of the Sipur, the Suda Salila or whatever. But it's not really Sipur per se. Sipur per se begins the Kerei. We're only dealing with the properties of the Suda Salila. Now we're dealing with the properties of Sipur per se. Of course, Suda Salila plays a role, and the Sipur is based upon a framework of a Suda. No question about that. Sipur is based upon a framework of a Suda. The framework of Suda is the Balabayas is in charge of. But the Sipur per se, the Talmud Chacham is in charge of. Rambam, of course, later only mentions the one person, he says. For instance, Allah Chavah, Vachach, Mubarach, Antil Sedayim, and that be out of Shanis, or there is referring to everybody, of course. Or where he says, he's not distinguishing over there between the balabayas and between anybody else. That over there, the third person over there, refers to anybody that wants to be kind of the mitzvahs. But in Alacha Aleph and Beis, he's clearly distinguishing between one person and the many. Because he starts off the Tchila Moiz and Kais Lachol Echad Ve'echad, you see, which means a specific reference to everybody. Then he says, Umavarech is one person. And then later he says, he eats a kezayis. Hu v'chol ha'mesubin imay kol echad ve'echad. And kol echad ve'echad again. I mean, you see, he's dealing with two components, the kol echad ve'echad and the one person. Later on, the halacha says no more distinction, there's no more halacha significance. So he just uses the third person to refer to anybody that's Mekayim the Mitzvah. You understand what I mean? But over here, there's a distinction. He's setting up two components here. Nimshach v'sudas v'echol kol ma'asher reitz lecha. Doesn't say hu v'chol ha'msu ben imay. You understand what I mean? Because over there, you're not establishing the... It's not part of establishing the Suda. You understand? Over here is a specific halacha with regard to being keveya, the group. See, to set up the Seder. So that's why there's a significance to the roles played by the individual and by the group. Later he's just third person, means anyone from kind of mitzvahs. Now meziga, of course we said, is required in order to demonstrate that you're producing a yayin that's a reva. You're producing a shia reva, right? Okay. Before we mention it's a kaveya, because there's two halachas in meziga. One is that you must do meziga in order to demonstrate you're creating a shia reva. But before the Rambam says betchila meizgin kais l'chol echad ve'echad. Why betchila l'chol echad ve'echad? Immediately, whenever they drink, before they drink, we do meziga. So what's the answer? So the answer is we said that mezigas hakais is keveya the kviyas. You see? That's what we said. Mezigas hakais is keveya the kviyas. So there's two halachas in meziga. But over here, of course, no more keveya, because you're keveya already. But the halacha of meziga still exists. Okay. What we said yesterday, it's interesting. So there's two phases in the Seder. Well, the first phase is the Aschol HaSuda. Right, that's the balabayas. That's where the balabayas plays a role. He carries the ball in the first phase, and he hands it over to the kerei ha'agada. The kerei ha'agada is the second phase. See, so that's where Yaikun Hashulchan Lefnei kerei ha'agada Levado. Interesting thing. All right. Rambam right after Karpas, where is the transition between between Kadesh Urcha, between the first active actions of the Seder and Magid? According to Rambam, where does Magid begin? Magid begins with Akiras HaShulchan. That's the transition. That's when Magid begins. Okay. The Kana Bain Shail. Nataram says, here the Bain is Shail. What? Now the question, I guess, another question, I guess. The Ram says, the Kana Bain Shail, right? So what initiates the Bain Shaila? Apparently it's not Akiras HaShulchan. And you'll tell me it's Mezigas HaKais HaShani. That's what initiates his question, right? You take a look in the Rambam Perek Zayin, you see it's not so. The Rambam says, "Tzarach lasas shinui balayla hazeh." Halacha Gimel. Kidei sheyiru abonim v'yishalo. V'yomru. Manishtano alayla hazeh mikol alaylais. You see? What does it mean? According to Rambam, manishtano is not a question. This is the Rav mentioned once. Manishtano is an exclamation. An exclamation. Manishtano halayla, the yemru manishtano halayla zemikol leila. They should come to a realization that there's a difference in the night. See?
Yeah.
That's what the Rambam says. Achi yoshiv lam v'yemalem kach v'kach ira kach v'kachoya. According to the Rambam, there must be one impression. There's a locha that you have to create a first impression here, according to the Rambam. What's the first impression? That there's a shimi halayla. That's all. See? The yemru manishtano halayla zemikol leila. They should explain. Yeah, difference. They see there's a difference here. Then you could first start. That is necessary before you could start, say, telling them, kach v'kach ira kach. If they don't sense the difference in the laila, then you're not mekayem the mitzvah. Ketzad, the ketzad. How do you get the children to ask?
Same halacha.
Ketzad mishana. In the case of Mishana, how does he make a shinui? Mechalek lem kloyes vegeis. So he gives them. They used to, it's like they're those days. That was a candidate. He used to roast grains and nuts. That was the candidate. Why is that? Why is that a shinui? That's a shinui because you usually eat that after the meal. So when you say shinui, give it them right away. Right. Vaikrin ashulchan. That's right. Vaikr. You're right. You're right. Right, give dessert first. Serve dessert first. Right. Vayikrin ashulchan milafneim. The Rambam says, you take away the tables from before them. Kaidim sheyechlo, before they eat. See that? V'chaytven matzah zeh miyad zeh. You grab matzahs one from the other. Probably means the adults. Yeah, one guy grabs from the other guy. V'kayotze b'dvorim ha'elo. Okay. And Ram goes on, Ein lo bein yishta sholaso. Ein lo yishta sholan says, okay, sholatzma, fine. Now, so you see, so tzorach lasa shinui balai la zed, Ram says. So apparently the shalas of bein is spontaneous. Right? Okay. So if that's the case, so the bein isn't shayol, that why you maize case hasheni, according to the Rambam.
You're saying this night is different.
According to the Rambam, what does it mean the Kana Bein Shail? According to Rambam, what does it mean the Kana Bein Shail? The Kana Bein Shail means this is the place where the actions that the Rambam mentioned before should be performed. Right? Now this is the place where you do Shini Alayla. Right? Thing. See, the Rambam Zakiris HaShulchan that he had before, Vach Kach Ekrin HaShulchan Milafnei Kera Agad Levadai, and Amayz Gina Kais HaShani, is you see the Ram himself says you say only b'fnei karagada, but the Ram himself says I can ashulchan b'fneiam perim shiochlo. So apparently the akir shulchan is not only in front of the karagada levado. What? First he says over here in halacha says levado, and over there he says in front of the kids also, right? So the point is there's two different points in time. You see. The one is before the Mezigas Kos HaSheni, and one is after Mezigas Kos HaSheni. Before Mezigas Kos HaSheni, it's Okan HaShulchan, Lefnei Karagad Levada. But after Mezigas Kos HaSheni, where's Shailas Habayin, then it's Okran HaShulchan Milafnei Ketanim, Okran HaShulchan Milafneihem, or even in front of others, it wouldn't matter. It's like Chetz and Matzah. You know what I mean? There are two formulas here for Sheila. For doing for Shinui Halayla. One formula is incorporated in the part of the structure of the Agada. That is Ekran Ashulchan of Nekar Agada Levado and Mosgin Kras Hasheni. You see? And then there is a separate area where, depending on, for instance, if there are no children, so there wouldn't be any halacha of chaytz and matzahs umizu. Because the Rambam says, Losin shinui balayla azeh, kadeshi yiru banam v'yishalu. That's only if there's banam there. You see? Otherwise, you don't have to do these things. So there's a bunch of adults, so you don't have to do that. You see, you don't have to do that. So the depends on the level of the adult. The formal shinui alayla is the formal shinui. That's with Eikon Hashem of Nekari Agada Levado and Mosin Kasasheni. And then there is the informal shinui that the father must initiate a spontaneous response in the child. That's where the Rambam says Vekana Ben Shail. See, that's what kind of Ben Shail. Okay? See why it's Vekana Ben Shail. Vekana Ben Shail means after these two performances which are a part of the formal structure of the Agada, which is Akiras HaShulchan and Azigas HaKos. These are incorporated. That really is the signal that you should, now is the time for Shailas HaBein. See? Now here again, see the Ramdan Ho Manashtana is really an exclamation. See? It's an exclamation. He mentions that the Laila is Meshuna. Now he explains the differences. Not really for Shailas. Where is it at? The Shivchol Azanim Matuma Philippam Achas, Valawazeshtefan. That's the first one. Next one is Chometz Matzah. Right? Next one is Basat Tzli. And next one is Mara. And next one is Yeshvin HaMesuvin. The Gemara and Daf Ayin Amad Alfam Pesachim. Machlek is Ben Tema and the Chachamim. Whether the Korban Chagiga Sidali, which is a Rishus actually, the Rambam says a Rishus, is whether the Mishnah says that it's Nechelas Neshneini Yom V'Layla Achas like any other Shlomim, and Ben Tema says no, it has the properties of the Korban Pesach, because apparently it holds it's a Kiyum in the Korban Pesach Bechila Shlomim, so it has the properties of the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara asks in Abaya, what about with regard to how you prepare it? Does it have to be prepared Tzli or not? So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a proof. If we say one of the four Kashis is Allah V'Zekulei Tzli. So if it's Kulei Tzli, so it must be that the Chagig is Tzli. Right? And the Gemara says, this is going according to Ben Tema. Lamar Chiz, the Zudim is Zudivir Ben Tema. Right? So apparently, if you don't have Ben Tema, you wouldn't say Kulei Tzli. Like the Chachamim wouldn't say Kulei Tzli. Feel like the Chachamim. The Rambam Paskins, not like Ben Tema. The Rambam Perek Yud, Carbon Pechos, Carbon Pesach, Lachi Gimel says, it's Necheles, Shnei Yom, V'Layla Achas. So he doesn't hold like Ben Tema. So certainly he doesn't hold Tzli. And if he doesn't hold in terms of Zman, he certainly doesn't hold, Tzli is only in a Baya if he holds Zman. Yeah. But Tzli is a further accident in the Carbon Pesach. I mean, the Chagiga, right. But, okay, so therefore, the question is, how come the Rambam retained this Kasha, Halayla Zekulei Tzli? Tesis made this observation already in Daf Kuf Tezayin. Tesis says that it's interesting. In Kuf Tezayin, the Mishnah just brings down the four statements, four kashas, right? So it says, how does it go? Shebechol le'atzan ochlin shor ayah. Shebechol le'atzan ochlin basat sli shalakum avushal. Halayla zeh kulei tzli. Right? So Tosfos says, Rav Chisda before in Dafayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara we just mentioned, said that that's going only according to Ben Tema. Says, and even though in our Gemara over here, the Gemara doesn't make any statement about that, doesn't say anything about it, right? Tosfos says that's the Derech HaGemara, that it relies on the Gemara before. You know what I mean? Okay, you don't have to every mention, you have to mention everything. Okay, that's what Tosfos says. Apparently, the Rambam didn't hold that way. The Rambam held, no, that since the Gemara didn't mention it over here, there's a machlokes hasugyos. The Gemara over here didn't hold that way. That it's that this kasha has to be expressed that way only according to Ben Tema. But the question is why? I mean, how can you say kulei tzliv? It's not kulei tzliv. Tosfos in the Kuf Yud Daled Amud Beis. Tosfos says that by the Shnei Minei Basar, so Tosfos says that Pirush Racht Sliz Echel Pesach and Vushel Echel Chagiga. Well, I hear the Kamelan Ben Tema. They ain't Chagiga and Cheles Elit Sli. Why the Masnisin Asya Kavasei? Because the Mishnah goes like him. Which Mishnah? He means the Mishnah later that says these kashas Alad as a Kulei Sli, right? Right? Okay. Kulitzli. Why was it Kulitzli? Okay. So it's interesting. The Mishnah, so it comes out an interesting thing. That the Mishnah is Sesa. The Mishnah is Sosan in two different ways. With regard in Eilut Varim, the Mishnah says that V'nechelas Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad. Right? So there the Mishnah is Seisim, not like Ben Tema, with regard to this Manachila. The Rambam Paskins that way. Nevertheless, Tosfos says that we hold like Ben Tema, because the Mishnah over here is Seisim like Ben Tema, because it says Nechelas Sli. So, right? Yeah, it's an interesting thing. It's two Stam Mishnahs that are tied to the Sasri. Two Stam Mishnahs that are taught to the Sasri. Yeah. Two. Why are the Gemara asking to buy a coin to Ben Tema? Do we say Nechal Sli or not? And the Gemara says, Tashma, Laza Kul Sli, I'm Rav Chista, Zudir Ben Tema. So Rav Chista held that that's only Ben Tema that says in the Mishnah Nechal Sli. So you're going to have to say the Mishnah, Stam Rav Yudin, Asri, Paskin like Ben Tema in Avri Psachim. Paskin like Ben Tema in Avri Psachim, why do you say over here, V'nechelas, Vishnayum Vilayla Echa. Mitzvah Mufka Lecho Besar Pesach Achila Seva. Lefikach and Hikrif Shalme Chagiga Bar Boasa Echel Men Tchila Vachkach Echel Besar Pesach Kedelus Bayin Mena. That's a key in Tita Chagiga first. Okay. Now, Lim Lecho Lecho Kesayis Yetzadeh Chavasa. Lechein Achilas Besar Pesach Sheni Beleo Chamishu Asa Lechadish Iyar Mitzvah Seish Nem Bayo Matzah Ram Yechlu. Ushneim Ne'ena Necholim El Tzliyesh. The Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are only Nechol Tzliyesh. Vaychomen kezayis noy mavushal blood of psachem leika. Shneim al tech lemen a noy vashal vushal mamoyim. So it's clear from the Rambam that the only one that's chayiv and tzli is what? Is the Korban Pesach. Rambam says that there's matbilin shtei panim, right? Where do you have the shtei panim? Tibul. You have four tibuls. You have tibul of the karpas. Then the Rambam has, well, Bisman said we have four. You have a tibul of the matzah, tibul of the maror, and then you have the kerich. Halacha ches. Okay. Okay, another question with the Manishtana. See, the Rav said that the Manishtana is the mitzvah halayla, right? So what is Magbilin? So Magbilin is the mitzvah sipur, right? And why? Because that's what you do it to the kishreit. That's the first time you do it. And the second time you do it is zechalatit shayib mitzrayim. That's again the sipur, right? Okay. Now the and the matzah is the mitzvah zechalat matzah. And mara is the mitzvah zechalat mara. And the subin is a mitzvah of Kayav Adam Lahara. Right? Lahara Sasma, Kibu Ho Yasam Mitzrayim. Right? So it's also a part of Sipur. Sipur has two parts. Show and tell. Right? That's the way the Rav learns that, okay? The only thing that bothers me is like this. That with first of all, if it's mitzvah halayla, and we're not speaking about the four kashas, but the way the Rav explained it, it's four statements. Okay. All right. If that's the case, so then why don't we just say outright that, why do we have to say Magbilin? Why don't we say outright that Ono Chayovim Admonish Alayla Shibachol Lele Tzayin Ono Masafim Tzis Yisrayim Alayla Zay Ono Masafim Tzis Yisrayim. I mean, that's all. You know, why don't you just come out right and say Sipur Tzis Yisrayim as one of the statements? Why do you have to say Magbilin? And besides, the Magbilin, for instance, Shtei Fomim, right? Magbilin Shtei Fomim, right? Now the Shtei Fomim really, all right, the first one is really Shalas Abayin, right? The second one, the way the Rambam has it, is the matzah nacharesis. Nacharesis is zechel tip, but it's not really deeper anymore. Matzah is also zechel, also of, because they were also hispic. I mean, so it's not, that's not really sipur. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think of it like this. So what do you see from this? You see, it's not just the enunciation of Mitzvah Halayla. But if it was just Mitzvah Halayla, then sipur would mention. But the enunciation is with regard to the halachic suda. That's what it is. See, you have to show the halachic aspects of the suda. That's what you have to demonstrate. See, so therefore, there's no kasha with the matbilon. Because really, the four statements over here, we're learning the four statements, like the Rav said, not four kashas. Four statements really are statements with regard to the halachic suda. That's what they are. Right? Okay. Now, Shalos Aben is Acha Yishalu V'yayimru Manashtana Lailazet. It means they should ask, and the asking should lead to the conclusion that this is a tremendously different day. You see? That's the halacha. That's why the Rambam says, and then after you get finished with them, you answer the question, then Vayimar Kore Manishtan Allah is in the Kalela. Now the Kore enunciates. What's the difference? But the enunciation of the Kore is with regard to the Allah. All that you mean that exists with regard to the Allah. Okay? So therefore it's like this. That with regard to the Magilan, the Shtei Fomim, I go along with what Howie said. Made a good suggestion. The question is, the Ram really has more than Shtei Fomim. The Ram does, he's not build the Karpas and the Haresis, right? But then later in the Suda, he's not build the Matz and the Haresis and the Mor and the Haresis and the Kairach and the Haresis. The Ram does everything in the Haresis. How could Ram say Shtei Fomim? And the answer is like this. The answer is expressed in terms of the Allah Suda. In terms of the halachic suda, really, there are two tibulim. One is Kedem HaSuda, one is B'Shah HaSuda. You see? One is Kedem HaSuda, one is B'Shah HaSuda. That's the two times. You know what I mean? They qualitatively, they're two. Halach is in the suda, everything in the suda requires a tibulim, a matzah, a mark. Okay? How could the Rambam say Kulei Tzvi? How could the Rambam say Kulei Tzvi? Right? It's a big question. Actually, it only goes according to Ben Tema, who holds that the Chagiga must be Nechel Asli. But the Rambam Paskin is the Chagiga does not have to be Nechel Asli. That's what the Rambam say, Kulei Tzvi. Right? So the answer is the Rambam saw the same problem that Taisus noticed, the same problem. The Mishnah also says Kulei Tzvi, the Mishnah later. Taisus says that the Mishnah Paskin is like Ben Tema. The only problem is you have a Mishnah before that says exactly against Ben Tema. It says you could eat it the Shnei Yom V'Layla Achas, like Shlomen. Because according to Ben Tema, you have to eat it like Korban Pesach, right? Alright, I don't know what Taisus does with that. Problem. But Taisus holds the Mishnah Paskin besides the Paskin, Rebbe Paskin, like Ben Tema. Yeah, the Rambam doesn't Paskin like Ben Tema. But the Rambam learned differently. The Rambam learned that over here, it's a matter of enunciating what is required in the Halachic Suda. So the question is Machlekes really is Machlekes HaSugya? According to the Sugya before, the question is whether Chagigah could be considered the part of the Halachic Suda of Leil Pesach. That's the question. Because Chagigah's Abasa really is a Shuf. It's true that it serves a function, that it's a Yap Chagigah, eat Chagigah first, because the Korban Pesach is supposed to be Nechal HaLaseila.
But you see, but the enunciation according to the Rambam is only with regard to those things that constitute the halacha ksuda. So the Rambam held that the Mishnah later changes. The Mishnah later held. The Mishnah later says kulei tli, because the Mishnah held that the chagiga is not considered a part of the halacha ksuda. It seemed to support this view that we mentioned before. We had a hakira. Why do you have on the kaira the echazechali pesach vechashnei minibach echazechali pesach vechazechali chagiga? Right? Why is it? Is it separate halacha zechali mikdash over here, or it's a halacha that we don't have the pesach shel achila, but the pesach shel sipur we require? We don't have the chagiga of achila, but the chagiga of sipur we require. So if that's the case, then you're going to have to say chagiga really is part of the halacha ksuda. Okay? But it would seem from this Rambam over here, if our pshat is correct, the Rambam over here, we'd have to say no, that it's a separate halacha of zechel hamikdash. And really, chagiga is not a part of sipur. It's not a chepta shel. You were to see real. It's only matzamara. Kol shloli yomer shlosh shlosh drum elu pesach lefteh losik. Pesach matzamara. There's nothing about chagiga. See? So really, you could say, but nevertheless, it has value because of the kingdom. So it's only so it's move al shulchan, but no chiyav amira would be got. Simple reason, not because of Sipur. See, Bizmana Migdash, the Chagiga was on the Kaira, not because of Sipur, because that's called a Suda, and it's part of Suda's Alayla. Not an inherent Chiyuv in the Halachic Suda. It's because it's Rishos. If you have the Ram says you have it, so you eat it, because Nechalach Alaseva. Well, it's possible, Knipshat, but it is a difficulty, though. I mean, the difficulty still. It's still some or other. It's not completely smooth. All right. And anyway, whether you accept the pshat with regard to kulei tzli or not, but the pshat with regard to the enunciation of the four statements, that definitely is so. It's not a halacha to enunciate the mitzvah halala. If that was the case, you have to say shukhal lefen amesapnes yisrael halala the mesapnes yisrael. It's a halacha of the enunciation of the structure, the halachic structure of the sudas halala. Okay, so it's interesting. Now let's follow the Rambam straight through. How do we start off? We said the Rambam had an interesting format in the Suda. First, he began his phase. It's one phase. The first phase begins with the Balabayas carries the ball, right? First, the Balabayas. Then later he passes it on to the Kari Hagadah, right? Okay. So really, the Balabayas begins because he begins with what? He begins with the Suda. Starts off with the Suda, right? The Balabayas. Then, but when the Kare, when you pass it on to the Kare Haggadah, see, when he takes over, so he takes over exactly from where the Balabayas left off. Balabayas starts as Chalas the Suda, the Kare enunciates the halachic formula for the Suda. See? And that's why, what is Mesubin really? Mesubin isn't just halach of Laharis. Mesubin is a part of the halachic Suda. Part of halachic Suda. As I say, Shabbalelos Anu Eichlin Ben Yeshvin Ben Mesubin Alai Lazek Kulan Mesubin. That's Allah Hanachilah. Allah Hanahat to eat. That would explain also why Mesubin is last. Why is Mesubin last? Because all the other things are Allah and Maisa, and Maisa Achilah per se. See, Matbilin, Pesach, Matzah, Mara, Achilah. Mesubin is Allah and how to eat. That's why Mesubin is last. Mesubin is Allah and how to eat. With the order, why does he have Matbilin first and then Mesubin last, according to the Rambam? You know what I mean? If it's Sipur, so they should be together. We actually have them together the way we have the four kashas, but the way the Rambam was different. So the answer is because it's not a matter of Sipur. It's a matter of the structure of the halachic suda. Halachic suda, so Mesubin's last because that's only a qualification in how to eat. The first thing that we enunciate is what to eat. Then how to eat. Tibul by karpas is not just an accident. Tibul by karpas is the essence of karpas. It's tibul. Here's a chronological Seder. I can't say I'm completely satisfied with it, but it does explain it somehow, because the Chagiga really is not essential. Okay. Talmud Chacham comes in, where the Kara Gota comes in, the first thing he does is explains precisely what's happening in front of him right now. You see, what's happening right now? He explains Allah Zul. Rambam, we're on the Rambam now, Perek Shvi, Allah Beis. Rambam says, Mitzvah Ladi L'Bonim. So he explains how the Chacham, how the cutting the Tippish. Now he says, Kulani Yinavanak Ma Shif Chazuk Ma Yavet Zeh. You have to show him exactly what it is. You have to point to somebody. In actuality, you can't even refer to the Eva as a secondary substance. You have to show him the primary substance. Okay, that's good. But then it's like this: Rimei Ben Gadol Chacham, tremendous Chacham. So Ram says, "My Dima Ashir Lanu Mitzrayim V'Nisum Shnasla." I then Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the big deal? I mean, why does that be such a Gadol Chacham to understand what happened in Mitzrayim and the Nisum that occurred? What's the big Chacham here? And Ram continues, "Akar Lufi Daita Shabbein." See, it's all according to how intelligent he is. It must be something really abstract here. What's so abstract? Yeah, so Rabshala, you see, it's interesting. He mentions the Nisim Shinas Lama De Moshe Rabbeinu. And in the in Paratree, he doesn't say Mitzvah Shalter Lasapa, but Nisim Flesh Shinas Lama Seinu De Moshe Rabbeinu. Why over here does he bring a Moshe Rabbeinu? You see? And as she mentioned also, that before it says a Balaila, when he talks to the Tipesh Akutin, he says Balaila is a Parasan Akutish Baruch Hu. Doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu. What, he's too dumb, he can't understand Moshe Rabbeinu, only Akutish Baruch Hu. I think Akutish Baruch Hu is more difficult. I think the answer is like this: there is an interesting Evan Ezra, but the Evan Ezra maintains that the Nisim that a Navi does, that a Navi performs, can only, it's not the pshat that the Navi is just a passive recipient of the Nisim. You see, passive recipient of the Nisim. But the Navi himself performs the Nis through the level that he's on. That's why he says that only Moshe Rabbeinu could do those Nisim in the Mitzrayim. You see? That's what Evan Ezra says. He says because the Navi can relate to the, through his knowledge, the Navi has a certain special relationship with matter, and the Navi can change the laws through his knowledge, only through his knowledge. See, that's what he says. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nisim that were done, the Ram would seem to express the same idea. Nisim shenasulano al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu means nobody else could have done it, only Moshe Rabbeinu. So what the Rambam is explaining is like this: that's the case. See, when the Ben is a tippish or a cutten, so to him, he can only understand one thing: God does it, poof, tip, magic. That's the way he understands it. See? But when a person understands it a little deeper, see, a Chacham understands the whole Indian of the Nisim a little bit deeper. God doesn't just work with magic. Contrary, the Egyptians work with magic. God wants to show them it's not right. So, there is a really, if a person is a tremendous Chacham, they'll then be able to understand more about what a Nis is. What is a Nis? How is there a Shinui HaTeva? After all, Teva comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is there a Shinui HaTeva? How does it work? You see? Why is it, how is the performer of the Nes involved? What's Moshe Rabbeinu's role? These areas are very deep philosophic areas. See? Has to do with God's actions, you see, with how God relates to this, with Hashgacha, how God relates to this world, what man is, the heights that man can reach, how man relates to God, and how the changes in nature can occur. These are tremendous philosophical areas. See? That's why the Rambam says, that's what the Rambam mentions of it. The Rambam says like that. The Maya ben Gadol v'chacham, he really means a tremendous abstract thinker. He says, my dear Mashir Lanam Mitzrayim, yeah, you have to tell him what happened in Mitzrayim. He has to know. I mean, he has to know the facts. The Nisim Shenasalanu Ayde Moshe Abeinu Akoil Lefi Daita Shalbein. All depends on how abstract the theoretician is. But according to the Rambam, So the Sipur, Yitzias Mitzrayim, according to the Rambam, interesting. According to the Rambam, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim really has to do with abstract metaphysics. Abstract metaphysics. That's the real Sipur. See, the Ben Tipish, tell him HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Poof, it's done. And the car, God did it. Unfortunately, most people today, the Haggadah they have is like the Ben Tipish or Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's it. Rambam didn't say, didn't mention anything about Allah. Over here, he doesn't mention anything about halacha. Chacham Olaimer is halacha. That's also part of Sipur. There's no question about it. But we always thought that the only abstract part for the chacham that differentiates the chacham from the ben that's not such a chacham and from the tam, let's say, is with regard to halacha. Because who can follow? You can't follow halacha if you don't have the mind, right? But here you see from the Rambam, it's not just in halacha that the. That the characteristic of the Chacham plays a role. But even in the Sipur, even in the philosophy of the Sipur, also is important. The difficulty we're having here is reconciling three Rambams. Perek Zayin Halacha Dalad, where he says, V'tzorach l'haschil b'gnus l'sayim b'shevach, keitzad maschil u'masaper shebetchilo hoyo v'yisein b'meiterach u'mofon of kofrim, the toyim achar hevo, the reitz achar vedas alilim. All right, so it gives a vivid description over here. And the masayim v'dos ames shekevano makom lo, v'dilano mea umos. Three things: kevano makom lo, v'dilano mea umos, v'kevano liyichudo, yichud Hashem. Right. Now in perek ches, he doesn't even mention it. So, Maskel Begnus, of course, from Halacha Gimel, you see that when the Ram holds Maskel Begnus is Avodah Mayinu, it doesn't mean the Avodah Mayinu that we have after the Manashtana. Because Silagis, Vachain Maskel Modir Shavodah Mayinu Lefar Mitzrayim Vachola Roshig Malano. Messiah Benisim and Flos and Aslano Becheresenu, the who, Shiidresh Mirami Evidovia, Shigman Kalaparsha. Right? So you see, the Ramam doesn't know Maschel Begnus and Messiah Beshevach is Avodah Mayinu, the Avodah Mayinu that we have after the Manashtana. But Maschel Begnus and Messiah Beshevach means the Parsha of Arami Evidovia. Okay, so that he repeated in Perak Ches Alacha Gemel, but he omitted the whole Betchilo Hoyo Avesin of Meterach. Not only that, but if you take a look at the Haggadah, the third Ram is the Ram of the Haggadah. The Ram of the Haggadah says, "Mitchilo oiv de alim acher moy avesina va'achshav kevano makom avedasei." Shenela, that's all there is to it. What happened to the whole business that the Ram mentioned before? That maschilu mesaper mitchilu meiterach hayu kofrim. The tone achara hevel means they ran after the tithes, who raised for nachava to soil lilim. I mean, this whole description you don't have. So you have two words. That's that. And then again, the achshav kevano makom avedasei. The Rambam has an elaborated form before. If dilano meumos kevano lo, if dilano meumos kevano liyichudo. You don't mention any of this in the Haggadah. I mean, it's really you have the three Rambam. These three Rambams are very difficult to reconcile. Says Maschel Begnus by Avodah Mayinu, v'chein Maschel Medesh Avodah Mayinu Lefar Mitzrayim v'chol Arosh Yigmalano, definitely cannot be our Avodah Mayinu, because our Avodah Mayinu is just Avodah Mayinu Lefar Mitzrayim. It doesn't say anything about the Rosh Yigmalano. You see? Right, Messiah Benisim v'chein Maschel Begnus v'chein Maschel Medesh Avodah Mayinu Lefar Mitzrayim v'chol Arosh Yigmalano. Not just Yitzhi Yishan L'Kenem Yisham. Sh'nas Lano B'chei Reseinu v'hu Sh'yidrish Me'a Rami Evid Avi. So it's the Drashas HaParasha. Raised is that in the Metchila doesn't, the words of the Metchila are fitting properly. Metchila of the Elam Achayim Oyavasein of Achshav Kevano Makom Avadosa Shenema. Now Shenema only shows you Layim Yeshul Kolom, but that pasuk only shows that they were over the Avadazar Metchila. Doesn't show anything about Kevano Makom Avadosa. So the Shenema should be like this: Metchila of the Elam Achayim Oyavasein of Shenema. But it doesn't make any sense to have the Shenema of Achshav Kevano Makom Avadosa. Kevon al Avadasa, the Rambam says, the Messiahim is Bedasa Emes. She Kevon al Machom Lo, Hibdilonu Mehe Omos, that's Matan Torah. The Kevon al Yehuda. That's all Matan Torah. Isn't that, Avadasa, Kevon al Machom Lo, Hibdilonu Mehe Omos,
It's not that Avraham Avinu existed. That's not God's doing in the sense that we mean it. So what we mean is that Lana Meomos means Matan Torah.
Yeah,
but I mean that's what it means. Aliyah says it ends up with the Yaakov Vanu Yad of Mitzrayim. The thing is like this with the Rambam's. The pshat is that really, when you take a look at the Mishnah, like we said, the Mishnah over there in Pesach, Maschul Mishnah's Maschul Begnus and Asayim B'Shevach V'Shevach V'Kerei Merami Ovid Ovi Achikam Kol Parshakula. That's what the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara Salih is my Begnus. So Shmuel says that Begnus is Avodah Mayino. So the Rambam learns that the pshat in the Mishnah is like this: Maschul Begnus and Asayim B'Shevach V'Kerei. That's the same thing. Kerei Me'a Parsha Rami Ovid Ovi Yatzef Parsha. Because the Aloch is a Chiyuv. Is a Chiyuv to be Misaper in Nisim v'Naflos, right? And there's a chiyuv to do it through Talmud Torah b'Shabbiksav and Talmud Torah Shabbat Peh, right? So actually, what would be wrong if you start from the Yetzieinu to Shemim Mitzrayim? That's where you start darshing the parsha. Whether they malach, whether they sorach, biyad chazaka, and Yisrael tuya, right? So that's Nisim v'Naflos, because the mitzvah says l'sapar b'Nisim v'Naflos shenaslo v'Shemim Mitzrayim. Oh, so that's why the Mishnah says no, that's not enough. You have to start. You have to be part of Sipur is. Part of Sipur is Gnus. Now, since part of Sipur is Gnus, so you have to start from the beginning of Rami Avirovi. That's what the Mishnah says. That's according to Shmuel what the Mishnah says, right? Okay. Now, what did Rav say? Rav said like this. Rav said that there's two types of Gnus. There's the Gnus of Avdus. What does Gnus mean? According to Shmuel, Gnus means that the Gnus insofar that's related to the Shevach. The Shevach is Yitzias Mitzrayim, so the Gnus is that we were Avodah. You see? That's the Gnus. According to Rav, that's not enough Gnus. Gnus has to be not that we were Avodim, but it has to be a separate parasha of Gnus, that we are unworthy. So just that we're Avodim doesn't mean we're unworthy, we're inherently unworthy. You see? The Gnus isn't that detraction or that defect which is related to Gula. Gnus means Gnus, that we're no good. We're worthless. So there we have no inherent superiority. So therefore, he says, Gnus has to be Mitchilo Ev Devar Zoro Hayavaseinu. That's what the Gnus has to be. Alright? Okay. Now, what is the idea that you have to say, the Rambam says, and Allah Adal, the Messiah Medasa Emes, Shekevon HaMakom Lov, Zidlon HaMayomos, Shekevon LeYehuda. And that's Matan Torah. The theme of Matan Torah has nothing to do with the night of Pesach. So what's the answer? So why do you have to mention Matan Torah? What's the answer? The pshat is that if you just maschil the gnus and you just say the gnus and you don't mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, so then it's the implication is that the implication it would lack in Shevach. It lacks in Shevach. Because they're saying we were over there by the Zara, right? And there's two things. Both, you'd say, they both. It really lacks in terms of, first of all, it's not really Gnus, because the implication is that we did it on our own. And moreover, it's not a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He left us in that state. It's not a Shevach. Alright? So therefore, this Gnus is Machayev in the enunciation of the fact that Kervana Makhla Vadasa. But the reason why I mention Kervana Makhla Vadasa is not because Kervana Makhla Vadasa has something to do with Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach is only mitzvah sat b'nishim of laws. Nothing to do with the Matan Torah. But once you mention a mitchil ev devar zorah ev eseinu, so now you can't stop. You can't stop there. So you're going to have to say that Kervana Makhla was be bezoyin. You just say, if Kadosh Baruch Hu left us that way, it'd be a bezoyin. Right? Okay. So that's why you have to have Messiah B'Shevach. That's why. But what is the essence? The essence is Gnus. That's why the Gemara says, my B'Gnus. You see? It's not that there's two themes on the Leil Pesach. Maschul B'Gnus Messiah B'Shevach. First you say, we were Aviv Azor, and then Kevon HaMakom Levados, then Avodah Mayino, and then... It's not two themes. There's only one theme. The one theme of Leil Pesach, there's one halacha, there's one chiyuv. The chiyuv is L'Saper B'Nisven Aflos. That's the chiyuv. That chiyuv is Machayev us in Gnus. Be misaper be gnus. Now, what is the gnus? So the Rambam paskins both ways.
Maybe he also wasn't even a machlokes. Paskins both ways. You have to have the gnus of avdus, you see, which means you're stopping the pasha of Rami Avedavay. You have to have the inherent gnus that we were Avedei Avedazar. Right? Okay. So that's why there's no steer really between Perek Shri and Perek Shemini. If you would say that there's two separate themes, so it would seem that the Rambam and Perek Shemini omitted this, the other theme, the first theme of Metchila. He shouldn't have said, Omaslo b'gnus v'kara, shigam adrash parsha Rami Yavid Avi. He should have Omaslo b'gnus v'sayim v'shevach. Well, then v'kara is a parsha, kula. Two themes. But the answer is there's only one theme. What's the theme? Sipur nisim v'neflos. That's the theme. But Tzipor, Nisim Vos, is Machayim and Gnus. So the reason why is Maschel B'Gnus and Messiah B'Shevach. According, see, Shmuel learns the Pshat in the Mishnah, like Rav learns the Pshat in the Mishnah like this. Maschel B'Gnus and Messiah B'Shevach, V'Kur V'Meram Yevidavi. That's the way Rav learns. Actually, V'Kur V'Meram, actually, according to the Rambam, it could be Rambam Paskin straight like Rav. Actually, Yochsukh Rav, yes, Kasha, why did Paschal Shmuel? Alright. So Rav went straight like Rav. According to Rav, the Mishnah means like this: Maschel b'gnus v'sayim b'shevach. It's not enough to mention the gnus of avdus, but you have to start with Metchilo Evdei Avodah Zarah, right? But of course, it'll come out that factually you have two maschel b'gnus v'sayim b'shevachs. But conceptually, really, it's just one thing. Practically, there's two maschel b'gnus v'sayim b'shevachs. But the Messiah b'shevach of the first gnus is only something which is brought about by the fact that you mentioned Gnus. It's not inherent to Leil Pesach, to Sipur, you see? So that's why in Perek Zion the Rambam enunciates practically. Maschel B'Gnus M'Sayim B'Shevach. This comes up that there's two Maschel B'Gnus M'Sayim B'Shevach. But conceptually, really, there's only one theme, you see? And that theme is Sipur Nisan Aflos, and which has a prerequisite of Gnus. So now when the Rambam in Perek Shmini says, Umaschel b'gnus, v'kare achagomer, drash, pash, rami, evit, avikula, he's including everything. Because maschel b'gnus, he already has defined that what is the gnus? Like Rav. What is the gnus, really? The gnus is two things, avodah mayinu and metchila. He doesn't have to mention maschel b'gnus and messiah b'shevach, v'kare achagomer, because the Messiah b'shevach, if it was two separate things, that was akash. If it's two separate themes, so you have to mention. You should mention both themes. Maschel b'gnus Messiah b'shevach. Then again, he's maschel b'gnus v'karis a parsha kula Messiah b'shevach again. Like I said before, the answer is there aren't two themes that are chayev in the sipur. There's only one thing: sipur nisun aflos. But sipur nisun aflos is machayev in mentioning gnus. So the gnus, the reason why I mentioned the Messiah b'shevach has no importance really. Conceptually, the Messiah b'shevach has no importance. The Messiah b'shevach of the Mitzchila has no importance. The only importance that there is gnus. That's the essence of it, gnus. So that's what the Rambam says. Umaschel b'gnus, uvekayre as a parasha kula, because he already defined previously what the gnus is. The gnus is you must mention that we were Evdei Avodah Zarah and also Avadim. So that's all included. You see, that's all included. If it was two separate themes, so then the Ram would have omitted one theme. Because what happened to the Messiah Meshavach, the Metchila? See? But the answer is that's not a theme. The only thing is that structurally it comes out that there's two Maschel B'Gnus and Messiah Meshavach. But conceptually, there's only one interested in the Gnus aspect of Metchila and Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it's all included in Maschel B'Gnus, V'Kerei, Acha Gemer, Drasha, Parsha Kula. You see? Alright? You understand what I mean? Practically, there are two Maschel B'Gnus and Messiah B'Shevachs. Practically. But conceptually, really, there's only Gnus. That's all we're concerned about. So the Rambam's formulation in Perek Ches is very good. It's an accurate formulation. The moment he says Maschel B'Gnus, what does it mean? It means Metchila. It doesn't have to say Messiah B'Shevach, because that has no value, Messiah. The Siyum B'Shevach of Metchila, of Achshav, Kevano, Lamakov, Adasa, has no inherent value in terms of Sipur. It's only stated because otherwise it wouldn't be a Shevach. Otherwise, you would detract from the Shvach HaShemarkam. You can't detract from Shvach HaShemarkam. You see, it's a separate thing, separate reason why it's there. You're not allowed to say anything that has an implication which detracts from Shvach HaShemarkam. So you have to say V'achshav Kavanah Malachim V'Amakam L'Vados. See? But it's not inherently tied into Leil Pesach. So that's why when he formulates it in Perek Ches, he's not going to say Nisayim V'Shevach of the Kavanah Malachim L'Vados, because that's not really has nothing to do with Leil Pesach. He only wants to mention, you have to have the gnus of Metchila Evdei Avodah Zarah. So that's why he says, a maschel b'gnus, which is
both Metzua and Avadim. The Kara is a Parsha Kula. That's it. Before he formulates it as two themes, because structurally they are two themes, you see. Structurally they are two themes. But conceptually, the Messiah B'Shevach of the first theme really has no inherent value. It's only the Gnus that we're concerned about. Do you know what I mean? That's why the Rambam is good in Perek Ches. You see what I mean? Explains why you don't have any psukim to demonstrate v'achshav kervana makom lavadosa in mitchila. Why? Because all you want to do with in mitchila, all you're concerned about with mitchila is that we were evdei avadazara. So that's why the pasuk of Ayyemer Yeshua la'am kamar Hashem is to substantiate the fact that we were evdei avadazara. But there's no psukim to substantiate v'achshav kervana makom lavadosa. That's why the Shenemar is very good. The Shenemar is only going on because that's the essence. You see? If the second theme was also a theme, in other words, was also a theme of Leil Pesach, the Shenemar wouldn't make any sense. Shenemar. What is Shenemar? Where's the Shenemar for the Shenemar would be going on the last thing you just said. Do you know what I mean? Or you have to have two psukim. I mean, you have to have to prove both points from psukim, right? Two shenemars. And then v'achshav kevano makom lavadasa shenemar. You see? So the answer is, this substantiates what we're saying, that the second aspect of the first thing, which is mesayim b'shevach of what of a kevano makom lavadasa, has nothing to do with Leil Pesach. It's just you cannot say anything which turns out inadvertently to be migareya from the Shevach. So therefore, you have to say v'achshav kivana makom v'dasa. It's nothing to do with Leil Pesach. Separate alacha. Mi mal gris or Hashem yishmir kol tilasa. So you can't say something that you can't say a thing. You're avoiding shvachah shemakom. So that's why you have to say kivana makom v'dasa. But the shenema only goes on the tchilev de v'dasara. I ever seen the shenema doesn't go. You don't need any shenema for achshav kevana makom lavadasa. You just have to make the statement. You see, the only thing you need psukim for is for what is essentially to substantiate what is essentially hagadah, and has to do with sipur of Leil Pesach. Not part of sipur. You see, the halacha of substantiation through psukim is only that which is involved in sipur, not something which is peripheral, which is brought about through accidentally. You don't have to substantiate that through psukim. Has to be substantiated, even though the essence of Sipur is Nisman of Flaws, but the Gnus which is directly necessary for the Nisman of Flaws has to also be substantiated. But something which is brought about, which you have to say just because of the halacha that you can't be Megareh from Shvachah Shemakom, has nothing to do with it. There's nothing to do with it at all, so that you don't need a psukim for that. For what would the structure of the Agada be according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, we said the first of Avraham Ayinu has nothing to do with Masl B'Gnus Messiah B'Shevach. So the way we said last time is right. Now, Avodah Mayinu, the first of Avodah Mayinu is the event that was the Mechayev. As a matter of fact, I found the Girsa in an old Haggadah that said, Avodah Mayinu Lefar Mitzrayim, and then Lefikach, Afilu Klan Nechom Klan Nevonim, is Mitzvah Leinu Lesaper B'tzias Mitzrayim. Found an old Nusach Haggadah, Lefikach. That's the same shit as what we said. That Avodah Mayinu is the event which is the Mechayev. So that's how you start. The event which is the Mechayev. And what are we Chayev in? A whole clear description of the mitzvahs and the halachas, right? And that goes on till Metchila. Now Metchila really is where the Agada is, where Sipur begins. You see? Metchila is where Sipur begins. And because that's Maschal Beginus. So that's really the beginning of the Agada. And then it goes straight through. The only thing we have to say, according to the Rambam, is that Metchila is short. You really should elaborate. The Baal HaGadah only put down a couple of phrases. Metchila evdei lemachem mayav sin v'achshav kevano makom lavadasa. But you should elaborate on this. Just like you elaborate on the Avdus, you should elaborate also on the Gnus of evdei avodah zarah also. That's the only change that the Rambam requires, because the Rambam doesn't just say mitzvah of the avodah zarah, but he says time achrei havel and the whole thing over there. So that should be elaborated. In the Perek Ches, in Maschil Begnus, where's Maschil Begnus? He already said, Mitchilo Ev Deva Zara. That's the beginning of the Agada. Mitchilo Ev Deva Zara Ev Asen is the beginning of the Agada according to the Ram. So we should pass him like Rav. So if you learn Stamp Shot, so it says Machlokes whether there's two Agada, says Rav's Agada, and then there's Shmuel's Agada. So Shmuel said Mitchilo, and Rav held Agada Meyino. So why do we have Mitchilo for? Why do you pass like Shmuel? Hilchasak Rav Beisuri. See, the Rambam resolved the problem. Because according to the Rambam, we do paskin like Rav. Rav, but Rav didn't exclude the parsha of Arami Eved Avi. All Rav said was that you have to have a maskal b'gnus of Netzchil Eved Eved Zoroi Eved Seinu. So the Rambam paskin like Rav. Sounds very good. The Rush says, maskal b'gnus m'sayim b'shevach my gnus Rav ma Netzchil Eved Eved Zoroi u'shmol ama avarim ayinu. V'hashtav dina ketavaya, the Rush says. We do like both. So according to the Rambam, no, we don't do like both. We do like Rav, like we always paskin like Rav. The only thing is that Rav didn't negate the Avodah Mayinu. Rav added. He said it's not enough. The Gnus means you have to show an Aaron Gnus. And Shmuel came along and said, no, all you need is the Gnus that's related to Sipur. If it's the Gnus that's related to Sipur, that's what the Chiyuv is, so you only have to mention Avodah Mayinu. The Rif that says, V'hashto v'idna avdina k'tarvayo. Alright. Away. And you bring it back only by Rabban Gamliel. Before then it's not supposed to be there. Right? Why according to the Rama would be so terrible according to the Rama if the Kara was there before? During the Agada? It's just a practical thing. That there's no need to return it until Rav Gamliel Yomer. Or really. The Kaira has the foods on the Leil Pesach have two values. One value is B'teiras Chefza Shel Achila. The Mitzvah Achilas Pesach Achilas Matzah Achilas Mar. Right? But the food has another value on Leil Pesach. It has the value of the food is that it's an instrument of Sipur. So it's an instrument of Sipur. So the Kaira really has two functions. So the Rambam holds that Marzer HaKaira right by Rabban Gamliel. That's the time. Because it should be manifest that this Kaira functions. This is a different kind of Suda, you see. This Suda, the foods on the Suda, on the plate of the Suda, function as an instrument of Sipur. You see? So therefore, now you serve the Kaira. Right? But the serving of the Kaira is not for Achila. The serving of the Kaira is for Sipur. So therefore, the Rambam holds Mazer Kaira at that point. It should be manifest that these foods are functioning b'teras limud, b'teras sipur. Do you know what I mean? Time to bring in a kaira, ordinarily, when you serve a meal. So the kaira should be brought in right before the meal. That's the way it's thought. You don't just sit down and the meal was prepared 3 hours ago. You see? The kaira is brought in at the time of the meal. So over here, this kaira is brought in. This car has to be brought in right now. Now's the time. Because now is the first time that we're partaking of the... Now is the time that we're partaking of the foods of the Kaira. But we're not partaking of the foods B'teras Achila. But we're partaking of the foods B'teras Sipur. You know what I mean? So this is the time when it has to be brought in. It must be brought in. See, it must be brought in for that purpose. You see, it must be brought in for that purpose. That's what it is. You know? Had food laying around the matzah zudis. That's not the way to do it. It must be bringing in is really designation. It's really designation. That's right. You have a similar halacha like I don't know if it's exactly analogous, but just to bring a similar halacha like kiddush. So Taisa says in Sachem, you're not supposed to have the food on the table Shabbos before you make kiddush. See why? Because the answer is because the Kiddush designates the food as Suda Shabbos. You know what I mean? So before Kiddush, it's not, there's no Suda Shabbos. So you can't have the food hanging around. Why don't you have the food hanging around? Now my Kiddush will designate it. That's not designation. So first you have to designate, now it's Shabbos. Now the food is brought in, it's Suda Shabbos. Similarly over here also. You don't have the food hanging around and now you just pick it up and say Pesach or Matzah, you know what I mean? They have to be brought in, designation brought in for the purpose of what it's going to be used for. Over here is brought in for the purpose of Sipur. So that's why you have to bring it in at that point only. That's the point when it's supposed to be brought in. We do this Bavorzeh, Lermazi, Lavashosh, Yeshmatzah, Mar, Menachem, Lefanecha. You see? The Ram didn't take that literally. Because the Ram didn't have the car in front of him. Matzah, Mar, Menachem, Lefanecha. According to the Ram, Matzah, Mar, Menachem, Lefanecha means that it's the Zman of Matzah, Mar. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean you actually need the Matzah, Mar right there. That's what it means, yeah. That's the halacha. Setting the table, bringing in the kaira, is an act of designation. You have to do that act. B'teres Shabbos, you can't do it before Kiddush. So you have to designate it first. So your action is you're setting the table for Shabbos. Over here also, this bringing in the kaira is really you're bringing it in for the purpose of Sipur. If it was just hanging around before, it lacks in the sipur because you're not designating the food for that purpose, so it lacks in the sipur. With regard to these mitzvahs, this is the only time that you have a chiyuv to say the tamei mitzvahs, to enunciate the tamei mitzvahs. Nowhere else do you have such a thing. If somebody asks you why do you eat Pesach, because the mitzvah same mitzvah, why do you eat matzah mitzvah same mitzvah? Over here, that wouldn't be a good answer. Somebody asks you, "What Pesach Hashem Ochlam Al Shemah?" You'll say, "Mnei Shechiv Al Sanakash Baruch B'Torah." Right? So you have to mention the Tamei Mitzvah. Tamei Mitzvah. Why this particular mitzvah was created? Interesting machlokas. The Ram gives Tamim for all the mitzvahs in the Torah, in the Mara. Now he asks the question, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Brachas, the Gemara says, that anyone that says, Al Kan Sipo Yagir Rachamecha, that God did it because he had Rachmanas on the Kan Sipo, so he says, Mashtikin Oso. You shut him up, you don't let him say that. So, Kan Sipo, because Kan Sipo you have to chase away, right? Yeah, something with mother. So the Rambam actually in the Mara gives that reason. He says, it says because of Rachmanas. So he says, so why does the Gemara say if a person says because of Rachmanas you shut him up? So the Rambam says that Gemara is going according to the Mandama that holds that there are no Tamei Mitzvah. Einam El Exeris. Because the Mishnah says because he's giving same Tamei Mitzvah, Einam El Exeris. So you Einam El Exeris. So what's the pshat? How could somebody say that? I mean, apparently it's a Mishnah. You know, it sounds like a ridiculous thing. And Ram says, and we don't go that way. We go according to the sheet that it holds that there are Tamei Mitzvah. Just want to mention Agav Orcha. What's the machlokes between the Rambam, who accepts the group of Tamei that hold that there are Tamei Mitzvah, and between the other sheet that it says Einam El Exeris? Sounds like Einam El Exeris sounds like crazy. What if it's arbitrary, capricious? You know what I mean? But pshat is like this. Einam El Exeris means like this. It means that the purpose of the mitzvahs, purpose of the mitzvahs, you see, is only for one thing, for the halachic structure itself. Like, for instance, you say, why do you have kachim? So he would say, what do you mean, why do you have kachim? Do you know how much chachma there is in learning zvachim and menachas? Right? It's unfathomable. Infinite chachma, I'm learning all these things. So all this chachma that God created in the Torah is because of, inherently, he wants man to be involved in a certain measure of chachma. In certain different ways, you see, which means that the whole that a person's Seder Ayyim should be such that his Seder Ayyim and his emotions, all those things, should be involved in Chacham. So therefore, you have the therefore God gave all these mitzvahs. So of course, it's a divine plan, and then God knows the way in which man can exist to the highest degree involved in Chachma, because He knows his nature. So the mitzvahs are based upon that. You see? So that is the shita. That's the shita of the ones that hold that ain't an alexeris. You see, ain't an alexeris. Okay? So there's no... You understand me? Rambam maintains differently. See, the Rambam maintains, for instance, he says that the why do you have kachim? You have kachim because of the fact that they lightsim liban in order to the take them away from avodah zarah. It wasn't really actually you shouldn't have had kachim altogether. So therefore, they all arguing around me. I can say that it has no inherent value. It's only because of the defect. But if you didn't have the defect, you wouldn't need it. All right. So the Rambam maintains that's a different. That's what the Rambam maintains, that the system, halachic system, was organized after the reason for giving the mitzvah itself existed. But the reason for the mitzvah is not the halachic system per se. You know what I mean? That's really the machlekes. According to the one that says Einim Alexeres, he holds that the reason why the mitzvah was given was because God wanted to give us a corpus of halachic knowledge. See? And of course it fits into our everyday life, into the scheme of things. So that's why kachim is a good thing, because kachim is the whole system of chachma. And a person has various emotions. These various emotions are directed to chachma through kachim. Okay, kachim is one has a different aspect, certain aspect of his life. See, there's different. Every mitzvah is one which caters to the nature of a person, insofar as it takes him into the world of halacha. That's what the Mandama holds Einan Alexeris. According to the Rambam, however, there's extraneous reasons. You see, that's the Rambam. They're philosophical reasons. Like if the Avodah Zarah wouldn't have shaved their face, so then with a razor, so there wouldn't be any issue of Lasakif and Pas Reshchem. So the whole chachma of how, what is Pas Reshchem and how, what's the shear and what's called Hekif and what about Akfali Katan and all these sugyas wouldn't exist according to the Rambam. You see, according to the wouldn't exist. They exist because of the fact that there's a reason why. There was an actual time, a reason why the mitzvah had to be given in the first place. Interesting thing. The reason why it had to be given in the first place. But otherwise it's not, otherwise it wouldn't be given. According to the other mamma, they say no. When a person goes to shave his face, so God wants that he should be involved in the system of chachmer. Shouldn't just go do the action. You know what I mean? Shouldn't just go just do it without any chachmer. So there's a whole system of how to do it. So therefore he learns the chachmer, he becomes a different person. Comes elevated at a different level.
The
Rambam maintains that if it wasn't for the fact that these Avdei Avodah Zarah shaved their faces, there would be no halacha of Lesakif and Pasrish. Extraneous reason. Why the Rambam held that there had to be initiated by some type of a situation, a reason, it's not so easy to understand.
I think I was just.
I mention this because I'll ask you a question. What happens over here? Over here, would you say that this view? Over here now we're saying that you have to say Pesach Shana Ochlem Al Shem Ma, right? So would this view substantiate the Rambam's view? You see this Tamei Mitzvah. Not a contradiction. Well, even according to the other sheet, that definitely over here you have to say Pesach Zu Shana Ochlem Al Shem Ma. Why? Al Shem. So you say like this: Pesach Zu Shana Ochlem Al Shem Ma. Right? Al Shem She Pesach Hamakom Abotei Avaseinu Mitzrayim. It's not really a Tamei Mitzvah. Not strictly speaking a Tamei Mitzvah. All it means is what underlying concept is related to Korban Pesach. Every mitzvah has a concept related to it. But it's not really a Tamei mitzvah. I'll show you why. You'll say that what is the concept in Korban Pesach? So you say the concept is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Pesach al Batei Avaseinu Mitzrayim. Yeah, so why do I have to do that? So why do I have to remember that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Pesach? What's the importance of remembering that? And if you'll answer that question, then you'll be giving me a Tamei mitzvah. You see? Then you'll be giving me a Tamei mitzvah. You understand what I'm saying? A Tamei Mitzvah always has to be an ultimate Tam. The ultimate Tam. This is not an ultimate Tam. This is just an idea, a theme really, that exists that's really inherently related to the Korban Pesach. See, mitzvahs have certain themes. Mitzvahs relate to certain themes. Why I have to do that mitzvah is a separate story. But the theme that's involved in the mitzvah is not really the tamei mitzvah. It's a theme that's inherent that that pervades the mitzvah. There's a certain theme in the mitzvah. Do you understand what I mean? Like tzitzis. Arisim asar zechatam is called zechatam is called mitzvah Hashem. That means that there's a theme in tzitzis. But that doesn't answer the ultimate why. So why did God want us to remember all the mitzvahs all the time? I mean, and then you have to substantiate. You have to say, well, it's better for man, whatever it is. Then you'd be going to tamei mitzvahs. You know what I mean? Of course, over there it seems more transparent. The reason, because you're closer to an ultimate over there. But over here you can see clearly you're not close to an ultimate. So the thing is like this, the reason for a mitzvah is two different definitions of reason. One is the philosophical reason, the ultimate why. Why did God do this? You see? That's the ultimate why. That's not the question that we ask over here. Over here the question is, what is the theme of the mitzvah? Every mitzvah is related to a certain theme, to a certain idea. You see? Like you'll say, Tefillin is Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim. Shabbat is Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim. Alright? Yeah, the question is, so why do we have to remember Mitzrayim? You say, why? That's already a time. You see? That's where there's a... the fact that mitzvahs have themes, nobody argues with that. Even the sheet that it holds... that the Tamei HaMitzvah are not Tamei like the Rambam says. But he holds that this is the... according to him, if you ask him, why is it so that you have to have a Korban Pesach? The answer is because insofar God evaluates man's nature, and it's very good that once a year he's involved in this type of an activity. You see? And then the Chochmah of the Seder. This is very good. There's one general answer to all the time. General answer is that man has a certain psyche. A certain psyche that we don't really comprehend the full psyche of man, but there is a certain nature to it. And it's the best way that for it to function is within the framework of the Chochmas and Mitzvahs. And of course, which exercises a certain control over the emotions and involves it in a certain type of activity, which is its perfection. That's it. You don't have to search anymore. It's not there aren't any particular reasons involved.
You know? You just said
the example from shaving is a good example. The Rambam wouldn't exist. If the Rambam of course says he doesn't know whether he's right in his reasons. Yeah? Rambam says he's not sure whether he's right in his reason, so he doesn't know for sure. But if, let's say, the Rambam was right, and according to him, the Rambam was right, the reason was because of the Eved Avazar shaved their faces. So if they didn't shave their faces, then there wouldn't be any mitzvah like that. Wouldn't exist. See? Whereas according to the other Mandama, no. This is something which is necessary and perfects man,